the end goal is to try to get the federal government the tools they need to recruit the people to meet their cybersecurity needs. OPM is trying to analyze who is in the workforce today, what skills they need, what competency agencies are looking for, so that we can define those competencies across the government and we can have some consistency in the base skills that the cyber workforce needs.
Obviously, what's happened over the years is IT technology has developed. They have the 2210 series, but has that had a subcategory of cyber, or has everything just kind of mushed into the one category? I think that's a technical term for HR mush. And that's why you feel like it's now is the time need to maybe look at possibly breaking it out.
First of all, there is no specific cybersecurity category. We are finding that cybersecurity professionals today in the government can be put into a lot of different classification series within the federal government. So we're trying to figure out if that's the appropriate thing or if a new series is needed. That was the purpose of the survey that we sent out, asking for information, and that's the analysis that we're doing right now.
What comes next?
We're really running this on two tracks. Number one is the competencies you need to be a cybersecurity professional. The other thing is how we can best recruit those folks and what sources there are for developing them and what education they might have. Talk to the HR professionals about where they have been able to find good talent and how they've been able to attract that talent so that we can make that information available also. This is not just about determining a new classification. It's also about helping agencies figure out how to recruit and find the people they need to do their work.
And then the second track is the competency issue. And are you guys working with the CIO Council on that one?
The CIO Council is definitely engaged in our work. And we're also working with the White House Task Force on Cybersecurity on that. They have a great interest also.
Are you finding that the competency skills are any different than what's needed in industry, for instance? Or are there a set of skills that you can kind of work from as a base and maybe add the government unique needs?
We're not really right now comparing it to the private sector, but of course the effort is, and the federal government is engaged in an effort between industry and the federal government to try to be able to talk the same language. So once we're done with our research, that will be available to the private sector, and they will be able to assess what competencies we're looking for and whether they're consistent.
Obviously, the need for people with cyber skills was yesterday, it's last week, it's tomorrow, it's a never-ending need. Is this project on any kind of fast track because the need is so great? I mean, for instance, DHS wants to hire 1,000 cyber professionals by 2012. DOD wants to hire something like 30,000 cyber professionals over the next few years. Is that kind of putting pressure on OPM to get this done maybe a little more quickly?
Well, OPM is definitely committed to doing this quickly, and that pressure comes from a lot of sources. We listen to the people who are trying to fill HR needs, and they have expressed a need for this, and it's not just the ones you mentioned, but it's all of the agencies represented in the CHECO Council. This is one of the things that comes up frequently in the CHECO Council.